Hi, everyone. Welcome to CK Unmuted, a podcast about smart women doing good things for Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Cynthia Krylik. My guest today is the executive director of Lest We Forget Museum of Slavery in Philadelphia, Gwen Ragsdale. Welcome, Gwen. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you so much for having me.
Gwen, let's start by talking about the mission of Lest We Forget Museum of Slavery. Why did you create this museum?
Well, actually, I didn't. This is a museum that was started by my husband, J. Justin Ragsdale. He is the founder, and he is also the person who collected slave artifacts from the transatlantic slave trade. He was always interested in history, primarily history as related to the African-American experience. And he got started collecting these things quite by accident when he found a slave shackle in his uncle's trunk, his great uncle, whose name was Uncle Bub. His Uncle Bub lived to be 109 years old. After his Uncle Bub died, he went back to where he used to visit his uncle over the summer and found this trunk that his uncle used to forbid him from going near when he was a boy. And when he opened the trunk, he found a pair of slave shackles in there. It was that slave shackle that inspired my husband to want to collect more shackles, manacles, chains, and other forms of ironware that were used on millions of enslaved Africans who were captured, brought to America and other parts of the world, and held in bondage for hundreds of years.
There was one artifact in particular, speaking of shackles, when my husband and I came to visit your museum in Germantown, and it's called the Georgetown Shackles. Can you talk about what these are and how they were used?
Okay, the shackles that you're speaking of are shackles that were utilized on the Georgetown plantation. Prior to becoming Georgetown University, it was a plantation that housed hundreds of enslaved Africans.
And excuse me, but this is the Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., correct?
That is correct. That is correct. Well, as I said, this particular plantation housed several hundred enslaved Africans for many, many decades. Today, it is the Georgetown University. However, upon research, Georgetown University recognized what they had done or what their predecessors had done and offered an apology to the families or the descendants of those enslaved people. They apologized and even offered a reparation program, which said that if anybody could match their records of ancestors of theirs who were held in enslavement on Georgetown Plantation, they could go there tuition free. Much to their surprise and chagrin, over 100 African-American families were able to match their records because many of them had been sold further down south, which was considered New Orleans.
And we have a photograph on the blog post that goes with this podcast. So make sure you go over to the blog post to take a look at this incredible photo of not only the Georgetown shackles with imprinted on the shackles, Georgetown. Am I correct?
It says Georgetown Plantation.
It says Georgetown Plantation. And there in the photograph, there is also a, excuse me, and in that, yeah, in the photograph, there's also a photo of this group of students who received the reparations and were able to attend Georgetown. Was it free tuition?
Free tuition. But I have to be honest with you, Cynthia, promises made are not always promises kept, because I've since learned that many of those promises were not kept. So even though they were told that they would receive free tuition, the promises were either ignored or changed very severely. But nevertheless, the fact that Georgetown University acknowledged that it was once a university, that it was once a plantation, shows that they had some accountability, I'll put it that way. And quite frankly, it wasn't just Georgetown University. Brown, Harvard, Yale, Many of your major universities were once slave plantations. These lands, these actually places received land grants from the government. And that's how those universities were able to grow and prosper. But it was but they started out as slave plantations.
And I went online and I actually looked at the Georgetown I believe it was the Georgetown University. It was a brother or a priest, somebody standing up and publicly acknowledging the wrong that was committed. And you can go online and look and listen to this public acknowledgement and request for forgiveness, from the university. Have you seen that?
I have. And you're absolutely right. Georgetown University is a Catholic college, and it was the Jesuit priests and nuns who were the ones who came forward with this information and made the apology. So yes, it is actually something that you can look up. You can just type in the word Georgetown apology, and the people who were pictured in that one that that you shared on your podcast are actually relatives, not necessarily the students, but relatives of those descendants who were a part of their family, who were a part of their family.
Do you feel comfortable talking about reparations, Gwen, and your opinion of them?
I do.
Okay, what I have I'm affiliated with a particular church. And there are many churches, as you know, synagogues, mosques, I assume, religiously affiliated organizations that are trying to make amends and are trying to address the reparations issue, with some varying degrees of success. What do you think?
Well, first of all, reparations, when people hear the word, they automatically think money, and that's not necessarily the case. Reparations are is really a part of the word repair. We just I feel that after 400 years of enslavement, there definitely needs to be some repair that's owed to the African American community. It could be in the form of housing, in the form of Medicare, in the form of education, like Georgetown University. Give us, a step up. Right now we're living in an environment where laws are being rolled back, like affirmative action, which gave, African Americans a leg up, and it was turned into something that made us feel guilty for being a part of an affirmative action program. And quite frankly, affirmative action, when it was first introduced, white women were the ones who really received the accommodations, because it was their husbands who were in construction, and they put their wives in managerial positions which they did not hold, and they were the ones who got credit or got a reparation. So there's so many different ways that reparations can be looked at, but I do think that reparations are in order.
What are the hours and the location of your museum, and what is the admission?
We're located at 5501 Germantown Avenue. We're located in the lower level of the Germantown Historic Society. It's a big yellow building that you can see from Germantown Avenue, but our entrance is located on Church Lane, which is the side street. You will see our sign as soon as you turn the corner. You'll see our sign, and we're located under the sign under the on the left-hand side of the street.
And it's right down the street from Uncle Bobby's bookstore.
It's actually right across the street, adjacent to Uncle Bobby's Coffee House and Bookstore, if you're familiar with the Germantown area.
Yeah, that's a
Out
good landmark
it
because the
is.
museum is a little bit tucked back there. You have to kind of look for it. But let me
Exactly.
tell our audience that it was one of the most unique and informative tours that Gwen gave at the Lest We Forget Museum of Slavery. Gwen, is there anything else that you want to mention?
Well, you had asked me about the hours. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. Admission is $20 per person. We accept cash or charge. We are a small museum with a capacity of 20 to 25. We recently brought back our COVID mask mandate because COVID is back. So we do request that you wear a mask. And we are open by appointment only. You do have to schedule an appointment.
And I also want to put in a plug for your magnificent book. The title of Gwen's book is Peculiar Relationships. I bought it after the tour because I was I was just so overcome by the information that I got. I wanted to get more. And so I purchased Gwen's book. It is absolutely riveting about the relationships between, well, Gwen, you give us a little capsule.
Okay, Cynthia, and first of all, thank you for purchasing my book and reading it.
You're welcome.
Peculiar Relationships. I wrote the book, and it's about the evolving relationships between white women and black women from slavery to current day. I chose these particular women because they're the ones who were pretty much thrown together as a result of slavery. Think about it. During the Civil War, many of the white men left their plantations to go and sign up for the Confederates in the South, leaving many of the white wives to run these plantations. These women were clueless. They had no idea how to run a plantation. So who did they turn to? The mammy, their enslaved female slave, who knew everything about the plantation, not just running the household, but the plantation in itself. I also included in the book my experience working in white corporate America. And to be perfectly honest with you, Cynthia, many of the white women that I worked with reminded me very much like those slave white mistresses on the plantation. They had that mentality, you know? Now, this is not to say white women and black women don't have good cordial relationships. Of course they do. But because of our shared history, much of that shared history includes very tragic behaviors, also sometimes loving behaviors, but nevertheless, it was an opportunity for me to share my experience. And I'm glad that you found my book interesting and riveting.
I absolutely did. And I want to thank you, Gwen, so much for being my guest today. I hope our listeners will visit with family and friends. It is an unforgettable experience. Thank you, Gwen, very, very much.
Thank you again for the opportunity. And I'm not sure if your podcast reaches outside of the Germantown area, but if so, we are also a part of the MALT curriculum. MALT is the Mount Airy Learning Tree curriculum, where they have us listed in their booklet. People can sign up to come and visit our museum. Or, like I said, you can contact us directly, and I hope that you will. You can purchase my novel there at the museum or on our website.
Thank you so much, and thanks to all of our listeners. And I hope you'll tune in next time to CK Unmuted. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.